interesting story from NBC News. A town called Deer Trail, located an hour east of Denver, Colorado,
yes,
is considering issuing a novel kind of hunting permit. If passed, the town would give residents licenses to kill drones by shooting them out of the air.
They don't want them flying over their area at all. So, are they going to have a vote on this, I guess?
Do you need a license to kill a drone?
I think you do. You just can't fire a gun off into the air.
A vote was actually held this week. It found the town board split 50-50 over passing a local law that would let people apply for $25 drone hunting licenses and exchange their spoils for a $100 bounty.
Woo.
The next vote will involve residents of the town, according to NBC affiliate Station 9 News, and is due to take place later this year.
Is Deer Trail, is that a big area for drones?
I don't know. And why would you want to take out a drone? Well, according to Deer Trail resident Philip Steele, who drafted the ordinance, he has called his initiative a symbolic stance against government surveillance. But experts are concerned about the move, citing numerous legal and safety concerns that could assail the town and its shooters, licensed or otherwise. Yeah, safety concerns really come into play here. People are just going out with rifles shooting at drones flying around. Come on, drones flying and falling out of the sky? It's not safe whatsoever. This seems crazy.
Like I said, I think it is more of a symbolic. I don't see them being a major area for drones, but they're trying to make a statement and that they feel now that the government is almost to that big brother situation that they're constantly watching us.
Generally, our view is that it is a relatively reckless and irresponsible proposition, Benjamin Miller, unmanned aircraft program manager at the Mesa County Sheriff's Office in Colorado, told NBC News. Miller has directed operations in which the office's two police drones have helped find missing people, survey landfills, and conduct an aerial thermal read of a burning church. But now, you're going to have to, I guess, weaponize these drones so they can fight back.
Or will they have to fly around with a little white flag on them?
I don't know. Ryan Callow, assistant professor of law at the University of Washington, calls the town's reaction a cowboy instinct. Coming from a town that calls itself home of the world's first rodeo, that may not be far from the truth. It's showmanship. It's just all flash, he told NBC News. We'll see. And drone owners are probably legally protected, regardless of the town's ordinances. So you shoot one down, you're probably facing some pretty stiff penalties and things like that.
Interesting, though.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly a symbolic act, but if they would actually pass it, then it would be kind of interesting to see if people actually will fire upon these, especially since we know that the sheriff's department does have a couple of drones.
More problems in Pakistan, story from the BBC. At least 9 people were killed when gunmen opened fire outside a mosque in the second attack in Quetta in southwest Pakistan in as many days. About 20 others were wounded in the attack, which came as worshippers left the Sunni Muslim mosque after sunrise prayers. Bullets hit the car of a former Pakistan People's Party provincial minister, but he was unhurt. On Thursday, dozens of people died in a suicide bomb blast in Quetta. We shared that story earlier with you that a Pakistani local TV station caught the moment when a suicide bomber blew himself up at a funeral for a police officer in Quetta. The bombing killed at least 25 people, wounded more than 40. The city's police chief said the funeral was for a police officer who was shot earlier in the day. Now you've got another incident in Quetta, the same city, and people shooting up a mosque.
Right, yeah.
Ridiculous what's going on in Pakistan over the last couple of
days.
It
really is, and again, you don't understand the mindset there, why, first of all, people would be willing to blow themselves up for their cause or their faith or whatever they have as the motivation. But again, to do it at a funeral, you wonder about what's going on in this world.
Is it too soon to make fun of Detroit for going bankrupt?
Not for you, I suppose.
Well, not for Cleveland Indians fans.
Oh, really?
At a game, Tigers, Indians, Cleveland Indian fans began chanting this. Listen closely. Chanting Detroit's bankrupt. Listen again. Always keeping it classy in Cleveland. Detroit's bankrupt. They started chanting that in response to Tigers fans chanting, "Let's go Tigers."
Oh, okay.
And then it was Detroit's bankrupt.
Jeez.
Too soon?
Probably.
Look, it's not the baseball team's fault.
No, I think they're getting paid.
They're one of the positive things going on in Detroit.
I think they've won like 11 or 12 in a row.
753 with Mike and Matt.
WTAQ News Talk Sports.
Pretty nice weekend heading our way, according to our friends at Fox 11. Sunshine today and tomorrow. Maybe some clouds and light rain coming your way late Sunday. Today's high 78, tomorrow's high 76. And then again, with a chance of showers, 76 for a high on Sunday. Sunny now, 61 both in the valley and here in Green Bay.
753 with Mike and Matt. Well, we now know who the recipients are of the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Oh.
Country legend Loretta Lynn is among them. She will be among the recipients. It's the nation's highest civilian honor presented to individuals who have made especially big contributions to the security or national interests of the U.S., world peace, cultural, other significant public or private endeavors. This year marks the 50th year that the medals have been given out. Previous artists who have been honored include Duke Ellington, B.B. King, Bob Dylan last year, Count Basie, Frank Sinatra.
Right.
The list goes on and on and on. So Loretta Lynn making some big headlines. Also, TV legend Oprah Winfrey, baseball's Ernie Banks, women's activist Gloria Steinem, jazz trumpeter, pianist, and composer Arturo Sandoval, astronaut Sally Ride. Of course, she's passed away, so they're giving this after the fact, and a bunch of other names among them. Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game as they take on the Reds on August 17th. That's a Saturday night. You'll also get on the Fox Sports Wisconsin Brewers Fan Express bus if you can answer this question. We know Loretta Lynn and the other names I mentioned, but what former president will also be honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom this year? What former president? 406-1360 or 1-888-455-1360. We head to the phones. Good morning. What's your first name?
Craig.
Craig, what's your guess?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter? No. Back to the phones. Good morning. What's your first name?
Ben.
Ben, what's your guess?
Bush.
No. Not Carter. Not any of the Bushes.
No.
We'll just clear that up right
now.
406-1360 or 1-888-455-1360. Did Ben sound like he wasn't sure that his name was Ben? What's your first name? Ben? Back to the phones. Good morning. What's your first name?
Dave.
Dave, what's your guess?
Bill Clinton.
Yes, Dave. Former President Bill Clinton will be receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Dave, hang on the line for a couple moments. Need some more information from you. It's 7:55 with Mike and Matt.